So we are back, Anne. We had somebody ask a question about how long was your mother without your father. You know, she had all that support all those years. At what point in her life did that change when he was no longer with her?
My father died in 1993, and he was quite ill for 10 to 15 years before that. My mother cared for him at home. He died at home, and she certainly considered it a part of her her lifetime commitment to him, that not only that he supported her when she was being able to be active and engaged, but also that she supported him in the final years of his life when he needed so much help and care and love and devotion. And so that was part of the relationship, and part of their beautiful bond that was a part of it. So after 93, she was then a widow and was able to devote full time to Eagle Forum activities after that.
Well, you know, I remember being at your beautiful home there in Alton, up on the cliff there. It was such a beautiful place, and being out there when your father was still alive but very ill. And it was so tender. I mean, tender, to see that sweetness in that relationship. Because people don't realize when they see somebody like Phyllis Schlafly, who's always in front of the cameras, who's always very strong and has to be to do the things that she has accomplished. And there's this wonderful tender side of her. The way she treated all of us who worked with her, all of her volunteers, she treated with utmost respect. But the most wonderful thing that I saw was seeing the relationship. The tender relationship between your mother and your father when your father was so ill. That was the best lifelong lesson I learned from Phyllis Schlafly, was the tender person that she was.
Well, she took her vows seriously, and her marriage vows she completely lived to have and to hold, and in sickness and in health, and she fully lived those vows.
Yeah, I can hardly talk now because it's so emotional, but. Anyway, we have some more to talk about. We have Mary Ann on the line. This is Mary Ann Christensen, who is our executive director in Eagle Forum. She has called in to talk with us for a few minutes and to talk more about our convention on Saturday. Thank you, Mary Ann, for joining us today.
Well, Mary Ann, do you have power back?
Oh, yeah. Mary Ann, tell her about your... Did you hear what Ann said? She wanted to know if you had your power back.
Yeah, we do have it back. Good thing. It was hunkering down by the wood-burning stove for hours and hours yesterday and last night. So I have some grandkids living in our basement apartment right now, and they thought it was the best thing ever. It was camping out.
No electricity.
Camping out
every night.
That is great. But, you know, what a testimony it is to having, you know, you had that wood stove, you had the wood, you had other things to give you light. And as you said, I talked with Mary Ann this morning. I called and said, do you have your power back yet? And she talked about how they actually cooked on that wood-burning stove last night, so they had a hot meal and happy grandchildren.
Yes, very happy. And my daughter said, you know, this is a great lesson in personal preparedness. How prepared are we? So, and it was a good lesson for the boys, and they had a good time. So,
well, and her daughter that's living there with her has two little brand new babies, little twins. So, with all of that, they had these little babies and just gathered as a family, kept each other warm.
Yeah, the babies didn't like it very much because it was just dark. We didn't have very much light. They thought it was bedtime, so they got cranky early. But they did okay.
Oh, that's an amazing story. So, Mary Ann, I asked Mary Ann to join us Ann, and talk about what we're going to be doing on Saturday with the convention.
I am really excited about it. I'm excited that we're going to have a tribute to your mom, Ann. Just a marvelous person, and she influenced so many people and influenced public policy in the nation and in all of the individual states. There's not very many people who you can say that about. And so with her passing this year, it's so appropriate that we're doing a tribute to her, and we're so happy that you can come and help do that. Thank you, it's an honor. Honor your mom.
I have to tell a really quick story, and then I'm going to turn this over to Marianne, you and Ann, to talk more about that. I had an experience many years ago, and I can't remember, Marianne, if you were with us yet, but I know Karen Clark was, and others, that old-time people that were with us, and I was asked, there was a comprehensive sex education bill up that a Democrat was carrying, and I was asked to come to the Women's Legislative Exchange, which is a large, large women's group. And most of those women in that group knew Phyllis Schlafly, knew who she was, knew only about me because they know Phyllis Schlafly. Some who agree with her, most of them didn't agree with us. But they asked me to be on to come and do a little debate with the sponsor of the bill. He was a Democrat. And, of course, I was there opposing. And I asked him, I said, well, can I bring a friend? And they said, sure, yeah, bring it. If you want to bring somebody, that's just fine. I asked that question because it just happened that particular day, God is so good, that your mother was coming to town. Phyllis was coming into town. She was going to be speaking on a university campus, but she came and spent some time with us first. But they didn't, I mean, I actually went to the meeting. It was during the lunch break. It was during the legislative session and was starting up the meeting, waiting for my friend to come. Karen Clark had gone to the airport to pick her up and bring her out. And then all of a sudden the door opened the back and I says, oh, good, my friend is here. And your mother walked to the front of the room. Those people in that room, I mean, their mouth just dropped open. And this legislator had already complained at the beginning that how it wasn't fair that he had to be up against me. He says, you just know so much and you're always so articulate. Well, I might know a few things and I might be a little articulate, but I don't compare to Phyllis Schlafly. And Phyllis walked in and came to the front of that room and everybody, you could hear the sighs and everything else. And I never said another word. I just sat back and let them go for it. It was one of the most amazing experiences in my life. I learned a lot, but I love that moment in time when Phyllis Schlafly walked into the room.
Well, that's a great story, Gail. Like you had a magic trick there. You pulled the bunny out of the hat.
It was. And you know, what would be the chances that very day she came to Utah? But she did, and it was wonderful. And we had lots of laughs over that. And she was, I mean, there was that poor little man, he never said another word. He just sat and stared at her. And she taught lessons that I would have never gotten to that day because, first of all, I wouldn't have gotten the attention that she was getting. I mean, they were listening to her. And secondly, she had knowledge beyond anything that I had on that subject. I learned so much. Anyway, let's talk about the rest of the convention.
Well, Marianne, tell us the plan.
I'm excited to have our keynote speaker coming, John Eidsmo. I've met him before and heard him speak a few times. He's just an amazing person. He's one of those people that you find out about all of his accomplishments and you think, oh, my goodness, how could someone do all of that in three lifetimes, let alone just one? And he's still going strong. He's just one of those people. He's so dynamic and so warm and friendly and such a good speaker.
Well, and you know, I know John Eidsmo, and this is the third time we've had him because of Phyllis again. Phyllis brought him to Eagle Council many times, and I'm sure, you know, Ann knows John, and Uni Smith is a good friend because he's from Alabama. And so that's why we know him, is because of National Eagle Forum that introduced us to John Eidsmo.
That's right. So he's the keynote speaker, and he's going to really set the tone for the day. He's talking about religious liberty, which is so important. It is under attack from so many fronts. And a lot of people don't realize. They think it's just one of those things where guaranteed in the Constitution, and it's safe and sound, and that is not the case at all. So a really pertinent subject for him, and I don't know of anyone better to come and do that because he is actually participating on legal cases where religious liberty is at risk. We also have Tim Ballard coming. He's come a few times to our convention, and he's just an amazing person. This is the person who wrote the Covenant books, and his latest book is George Washington. Oh, my goodness.
Washington Hypothesis, which I'm now reading for the second time.
Yes. He wrote the Lincoln Hypothesis and now the George Washington Hypothesis. And all of his books have an underlying theme to them, and that is that God made a covenant with the people of this country. And as long as we live according to the covenant, he prospers us. And so the book about Lincoln and the book about England are about all the ways that they relied on the guidance of God to help them accomplish the things that they did. And anyone who's studied the Revolutionary War understands beyond a doubt that the United States, the American colonies at that time, could never have won without divine intervention. George Washington knew that, and he was constantly petitioning God for assistance. And so many marvelous stories in that book about how George Washington petitioned divine aid and how he got it.
And, well, and so, you know, Marianne, when you're saying that, you know, we wouldn't have been, none of this would have happened if it hadn't been for the fact that they relied upon God. But, you know, that's where we are today. And that was such amazing about Phyllis Schlafly, is she always relied on God. And I mean, Anne can tell you this. I mean, whenever we were together, wherever we went, whether it was just, you know, in D.C. or at Eagle Council or wherever, Phyllis always, always went to church. She would gather people and say, I'm going to church. Who's coming with me? And nothing happened until Phyllis got back from church. She was, you know, right. So, I mean, really growing up, Anne, I'm sure that's what you experienced in terms of her belief in God.
And daily prayer. Don't ever miss out on the, she considered daily prayer to be essential life.
And she, that's just another one of the lessons that she taught us, and we watched her success because she used the same formula with her relationship with God that the founders had used.
Yes.
And where are we now? Look at our society. Look how the society that the founders so carefully sculpted out of a religious base, and look how much that religious base has been worn away, and look at where we are now. Look at how secular we're becoming.
Yeah.
Look,
you know what?
Even religious people are embracing the secularism of our society. We need God.
Yeah, you know what, Marianne?
But he did as much as George Washington needed him back then.
I just noticed the time. We need to tell people right now about how they can register to be to the convention on Saturday, and knowing that we've extended this, how do they do that? And we want to make sure everybody listening today takes advantage of that.
Well, the easiest way to register is to go to our website. And as Gail said, we've extended the early bird price. It's $49 for the entire day, a beautiful catered lunch at the Radisson downtown. It's 215 West 2nd South, I think, is Oh, no, South Temple, 215 West South Temple is the address of the Radisson. You can go to our website and register with a credit card using our PayPal account. It's just UtahEagleForum.org, UtahEagleForum.org. When you get on that homepage, right at the top, there's a little bit about convention and a button that says Learn More. That'll take you to the registration page where you can just put in the names of the registrants and then give us your credit card information. You'll be on the list. You'll have that early bird price. That's the quickest way to do it. If you can't get online and use a credit card, you can send a check for $49 per person and send it to my address. It's 583 East Benbow Street, B-E-N-B-O-W, in Murray, Utah, 84107. So 583 East Benbow, B-E-N-B-O-W, Murray, Utah, 84107. And
well, Marianne,
pop it in the mail today. I will have the check before convention, and then there won't be any question when you come to check in.
Okay, and I want to remind everybody that K-Talk Radio is a co-sponsor of our convention. And thank you for joining us today. It was so delightful to talk about your wonderful mother, Phyllis, that I love so much. And thank you, Marianne. And we'll see you all on Saturday at the convention.
I'm looking forward to seeing you, Anne.